So, you have an X-Men sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. I can't wait to see what's going on Wait, which character am I supposed to care about at this point?
Unclear, sir, but there's definitely going to be characters in this movie that, you know, you'll recognize.
Well, great.
Yeah, you'll see them and you'll be like, oh, I know who that is.
Fantastic. I'm sure this movie's going to be a lot of fun.
Not so much, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's going to be very somber, but not in a badass, gritty way like Logan. Like, just a bunch of sad mutants running around.
Okay, but Quicksilver's going to be there to lighten the mood.
He's barely going to be in it.
How come?
Well, he's so powerful that he could easily solve a lot of the problems in the movie, so I had to write him out of it very quickly.
Okay, probably a smart move, I guess. So what problems are the X-Men going to face?
Well, I was thinking we could do a Dark Phoenix storyline.
Oh, that was already covered in X-Men The Last Stand, though.
Yeah, and people really didn't like it very much, so I think we should give it another shot.
Oh, okay, but we're gonna get it right this time?
I mean, that's certainly one possible outcome, sure.
Sounds like a sure thing to me.
It absolutely might be, maybe.
Plus, since Sophie Turner is playing Jean Grey now, we get to put her front and center, you know? She's real popular because of Game of Thrones.
That's a good point, and people associate that show with good writing.
And they always will. I can't wait to see how they wrap that whole thing up.
So anyway, the last movie took place in the 80s, so this one's gonna jump forward to the 90s.
Do we really need to keep going with that decade jumping gimmick? I don't think anyone actually cares about it.
Absolutely we do. My mom always said you gotta commit to the gimmick.
What? Why would your mom always say that?
You know, in retrospect, I have no idea.
Very weird. Okay, so it's the 90s.
It is.
So I guess we'll have a lot of fun with like 90s culture and whatnot.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay, never mind. And what are we gonna do about character ages? Like, how old is Magneto at this point?
62.
So then do we get Michael Fassbender or Ian McKellen?
I think we could just stick with Fassbender. He's something like 42 in real life, and that's basically 62 if you round up several times.
And we'll age him up a little bit with makeup?
No, we could just pretend like he's old.
Oh, using make-believe instead of makeup is tight.
Yeah, so anyway, at the beginning of the movie, the X-Men have to go save some astronauts in space, right?
Right.
But while they're up there, Jean absorbs some crazy solar flare power thing and she passes out.
And that's what gives her the Phoenix powers?
Exactly.
Oh, but wait, didn't she go all Phoenix-y at the end of X-Men Apocalypse? What was that about?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So then Jean gets super powerful and she finds out that her dad that she thought was dead is actually still alive and Charles was keeping it from her.
Oh, drama.
Yeah, so she goes to see her dad and he's like, yeah, no, I don't want to be your dad. And then she just goes nuts on the X-Men.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, and she kills Mystique.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, that's gonna make a great moment for the trailer.
But no, we can't put that in the trailer. It's a big character death.
We have to. This way people are gonna know that this movie's not messing around, you know? Main characters are gonna die.
Oh, so other main characters die?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so then Jean is gonna go see Magneto for help, but he rejects her, so she goes even crazier.
Wow, I have to say, it's gonna be nice to just focus on Jean and the Phoenix Force, you know? It felt like in The Last Stand, we just had too much stuff going on, and
also aliens.
What?
Yeah, there's gonna be aliens too, and they want the Phoenix Force.
Oh, maybe we should just spend more time with Jean so people actually care about her
and her. The aliens shapeshift too, and they want to take over the world.
Okay.
So now Magneto and Beast want to kill Jean, and the rest of the X-Men want to help her.
Oh, wow, so what happens?
Well, they're gonna go to New York, and Charles is gonna be like, I'm sorry, Eric, I can't let you kill her.
Okay.
And Magneto's gonna be like, you're always sorry, Charles, and there's always a speech, but nobody cares anymore.
Oh, that's a good line.
Thanks. It's a play on something my wife yelled at me as I was telling her about this movie.
Wow.
So anyway, Jean is inside this building, and Magneto pulls a subway car out from under the ground to block the door behind him.
Were there no cars on the street?
There were, but this is gonna look cooler.
Well, that's what's important.
And Jean is gonna use her powers to force Charles to walk up some stairs. It's gonna be horrifying.
Oh, wow.
Either that or hilarious. It could go either way, to be honest.
Well, fingers crossed for horrifying.
So anyway, eventually this is gonna lead to a big space battle where Jean just goes crazy on these aliens with her fire powers.
Oh, we might want to think of a backup. Apparently Captain Marvel might end in a similar way with a big space battle where she flies around.
Oh, well hopefully they're not also doing anything with shape-shifting aliens.
Can you imagine?
Well anyway, if we do need to reshoot, I have this other idea where the third act takes place on a train.
Oh, on a train, huh?
Yeah, see, all the X-Men have been captured because of the New York thing.
Okay.
And then the aliens attack because they want Jean.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and these aliens are like Terminators, you know? Magneto and some soldiers are shooting at them with guns, but they just keep coming.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to kill these guys if they're bulletproof.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, sometimes they're not bulletproof.
What do you mean?
Sometimes bullets kill them, I don't know.
So they're not bulletproof?
Listen, sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this.
Okay, let me get off of that thing.
And eventually eventually Magneto's gonna crush some of them with the train.
Wait, the train is made of metal? Why even try using guns?
Unclear.
Huh.
And so then Jean is gonna kill the main alien, but also kinda die, but more like transcend her physical form and become a fiery space bird.
Very cool.
Yeah, and they're gonna rename the school Jean Grey's School for Gifted Youngsters.
Oh, it feels like it might be more appropriate to name it after Raven.
Yeah, well, they're gonna name it after the girl who killed her.
Okay, and so what's going on with the timeline stuff here exactly?
Well, here's the thing. I had the timeline stuff all figured out, right? All detailed on a bulletin board with colored strings and stuff.
Okay, it's good to be organized.
And then, well, have you ever seen cat videos where they play with string?
Oh, did your cat start playing with the strings?
Well, no, but I saw a video of a cat doing that and it looked like a ton of fun, so... You know, long story short, I have no idea what's going on with the timelines.
But you had fun?
I did, yeah.
Well, that's all that matters then.
Thanks.
And so you think people are gonna enjoy this movie?
I mean, look, as long as it gets a better reception than The Last Stand, we'll have done our jobs.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.